Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: walking as holy people or belonging to the Lord. Chapter 2. Walking as the Lord's own people or belonging exclusively to the Lord. The purpose of Christ's death on Calvary's cross was to make a complete or perfect provision for human beings so that everyone who believes in Christ as the Lord of one's life may receive what is called in Scripture as God's eternal salvation. Nevertheless, when we move further into the subject of salvation and come to learn that the Lord's salvation also refers to a separation from an old condition to a new condition in the Lord, and which separation is associated with the purpose of this person also being able to live and walk in conformity to the new condition granted by the Lord, and no longer according to the condition from which this person was released, we can also come to understand that salvation in Christ Jesus does not refer to a calling to apply some new aspects in the old type of conduct adopted until the time of receiving salvation from the heavenly kingdom. The Lord Jesus Christ taught us that in no way it is appropriate for a person to want to use a piece of unshrunk cloth to put on an old garment or to want to put new wine in old wineskins, showing us that what he came to provide and offer to human beings is something new to be lived in a new condition. That is, the Lord Jesus taught us that the salvation offered by God to people in the world is a newness of life so that the saved live and walk according to this newness of life, and no longer according to what guided their lives before being saved. And to further highlight the fact that a saved individual, or also called a saint, righteous, or Christian, is called by the Lord to actually live and even walk in everything in newness of life also in the present world, God also teaches us that the calling to salvation offered by Him is equally a calling for us to be His so that we can be in Him. When God instructs people to call upon Christ Jesus as the Lord of their lives, He does so not only because it pleases Him or because He wants people merely to recognize Christ in the condition in which He was established by the Heavenly Father. God also does so because the choice to whom a person wants to belong or present oneself is a point inseparable from the salvation offered by the Lord. Romans 6:16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness? Thus, the point related to belonging to God is a highly relevant and fundamental fact, for if a person is opposed to recognizing that one belongs to God, or resists the lordship of God over one's life, one begins to act in the sphere of the unrighteousness that wants to turn the truth into a lie and opposes the fact that there is only one God, creator of the heavens and the earth, and who, also for this reason, has the right over everything that was created. A point discussed more widely in the themes The Gospel of the Creator and The Gospel of the Righteousness of God, of which we recall some texts below. Psalms 24:1-2. The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world, and those who dwell therein. For He has founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the waters. Psalms 95:1-9. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts, as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. Romans 1:18-25. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. 9 Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Thus, when a person takes the path of wanting not to belong to God or wanting to be independent of God, one is also choosing a path that wants to prove that it is possible for the creature to subsist without its Creator. A posture that is contrary to truth, heavenly righteousness, and God's purpose for His creation, evidencing that someone belonging to God is inseparable from the Lord's salvation and that someone not wanting to belong to God is so intrinsically associated with the path of perdition. Although God grants human beings to choose between the path of life and the path of death, between recognizing the Creator and His sovereignty or the path of not recognizing Him by suppressing the truth in unrighteousness. This does not mean that the fact that people choose a way of death, wanting it to be a way of life, changes, because of their choice, the way of death into a way of life, changes the fact that God is the eternal Creator, or makes God agree with a lie, for God never acts against the truth or His righteousness. Psalms 89:14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, mercy and truth go before your face. Hebrews 6:17-18. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. When a person thinks that freedom is being the owner of one's life or not belonging to anyone, one is not thinking soberly about the real condition in which one finds oneself, for no creature was created by God to in fact be the owner or master of one's life before the Lord. This attitude is rather fanciful, based on a lie, contrary to the truth and God's purpose for the creation, and is even severely rebuked by God and considered as not worthy of any esteem. Isaiah 2:22. Sever yourselves from such a man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for of what account is he? God did not create human beings to be independent of the Lord who created them. For this reason, belonging to God is salvation and life, and not wanting to belong to God is a path of death and perdition, for life is in God. God calls each person to belong to Him because it is only in the Lord that there is eternal life, or because eternal life and the Lord are inseparable, an aspect repeatedly described in the Scriptures, as exemplified below. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life." John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." John 17:3. "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." 1 John 5:9-11. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which He has testified of His Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of His Son. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. In yet other words, considering that God is life and fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ is having abundant access to God's eternal life, if one chooses not to belong to God, one also chooses not to belong to life or not to have fellowship with it. So, when salvation is also equated in the Scriptures with sanctification by which a person positions oneself in favor of belonging to God, to live, and even walk in the newness of life, one is choosing the way for one's personal life to be subject to the very true life in God and no more to death and perdition. When God calls people to receive the salvation by which they can be the Lord's, be in Him, and abide in Him, including in the aspect of walking or acting in the present world, God is calling them to what is good and to life according to His purpose or will, for as the bestowal of true salvation and life belongs to the Lord alone, the act of resisting belonging to the Lord also implies resisting the newness of life that is in the Lord. In this way, the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary is a perfect provision for the liberation of human beings because of the matter of the remission and redemption of people from bondage to sin and the path of death or perdition, but also because, through it, the Lord provided the perfect possibility for human beings to voluntarily choose to return to the one in whom is eternal life and to belong only to the one to whom they should eternally belong. Romans 7, 4-6. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 7:23. You were bought at a price, do not become slaves of men. Additionally, when we delve even deeper into God's salvation in terms of the aspect of sanctification or separation from the old condition of living and even walking in the present world to be able to walk in the newness of life, we can see in the scriptures that God's calling to salvation still encompasses a calling for the saved person not only to belong to the Lord, but also to belong exclusively to God or to live and walk exclusively in the Lord. Therefore, when a person understands that in belonging to Christ or in having Christ as the Lord of one's life lies one's entire provision of the newness of life and that the old condition from which one was separated is a path of death and perdition, it also becomes evident why the Lord calls each Christian to be exclusively His or to continually live and walk according to the newness of life granted to the Christian in the Lord, also exemplified in the texts that follow below. Hebrews 13:12. Therefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered outside the gate. 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. The calling for Christians to be the Lord's exclusive property to live and even walk in the newness of life in Christ, which also expresses the meaning of having been sanctified by the Lord Jesus, is a calling from God that aims, in the first place, at the own protection of the Christian and one's life in the Lord that is available to him or her, as well as that the Christian may glory in the Lord to enjoy and testify of the life given to him or her in Christ Jesus. A Christian is called to belong to God and to live and walk exclusively in Christ because Christ gave Himself first for the salvation of all, because Christ was made by God everything a Christian needs for a life according to God's purpose, and because Christ is the very life that is willing to be in the Christian and so that the Christian can abide in this life. 1 Corinthians 1:30-31. But of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification and redemption, that, as it is written, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Colossians 3:1-4. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, or will manifest himself, then you also will appear, or be manifested, with him in glory. The calling for a person to be willing to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ implies, yes, restrictions towards the flesh and many purposes according to the things that are here on earth. However, these restrictions also protect a person from being involved in the way of death and destruction that is opposed to the way of life in the Lord. The calling that many and the powers of darkness present to a person not to belong only to the Lord is a calling to a path that appears to have no restrictions for the flesh, but which, on the other hand, restricts people from obtaining the heavenly and eternal life that exclusively God offers to all through His grace. Thus, if a person aims for the way of eternal life, which can only be granted by the Lord of this life, it is not appropriate also simultaneously to want to follow the path of death and the prince of darkness who works for death, for just as light and darkness cannot have fellowship, a person cannot want to follow two lords who act in entirely opposite purposes. The Lord Jesus Christ explicitly said that no one can harmonize or combine serving two masters. Matthew 6, 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. Lastly, focusing more specifically on the aspect of walking as God's exclusive people or as the Lord's own people, used as the title of the present chapter. We would like to reiterate that the association of salvation and life in God also specifically with the walking in the Lord shows that the calling for a Christian to be Christ's property, or to belong exclusively to Him, does not refer to a calling in which a person should isolate oneself from the world so that one supposedly could be or belong to the Lord and also remain in Him. The fact that Christians are called to belong to Christ, simultaneously with the calling to walk in Christ, shows that the vocation for a Christian to be of Christ does not mean a calling to refrain from acting in the present world, but that this Christian is called to proceed in everything in the Lord and according to His will even in the current world. There are several texts in the Scriptures, of which we exemplify a few more below, that demonstrate how much God's calling for Christians also encompasses them being called to be effectively active in the present world and even among the corrupted and perverse generations that exist in this same world. Philippians 2, 12-16. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. John 17, 15-23. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. John 15, 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name he may give you. Titus 2, 13, B, till 14. And Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. 1 Peter 2, 9-12. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. 1 Timothy 2, 1-8. Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, or in eminence, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. Great is the work of God in Christ Jesus in favor of human beings because in it, there is justification, deliverance, forgiveness, reconciliation of fellowship with the Lord, and still, or beyond all this, the provision of a perfectly new condition for a Christian to know the Lord's will for one's life and to be able to choose to live and walk in this new condition even in the adverse conditions of life on earth and in a mortal body. When a person receives the salvation of God in one's heart, one has in the Lord all the provision for eternal life, but one also has the provision in the Lord to be able to live and walk in newness of life to cooperate with God so that this newness of life is witnessed and proclaimed in the present world. Thus, from actions in small and familiar aspects of everyday life to actions in occasional or extraordinary matters, a Christian is called to do everything according to the will of God for belonging to the Lord and for the fact that acting under this condition, one is acting in favor of what truly cooperates with one's life. Colossians 3, 23-24. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Concluding this chapter, we understand that there is still much to be explored about walking in the present world as holy people or belonging exclusively to the Lord and the purposes associated with this condition. However, considering that a large set of reflections that are related to this subject are already described in the themes The Christian in the World in General, Works, Labors, and Services. And in the chapters and themes that are ahead in this series on walking in newness of life, we would only like to reiterate here how precious the condition of being able to belong to Christ is to live, walk, and be able to belong to the one who, in addition to having created us, also gave himself to buy us as a ransom to be his so that we can also eternally have the newness of life in God. 2 Timothy 2, 19. Nevertheless the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and, let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Psalms 100, 3. Know that the Lord, he is God, it is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Romans 11, 33-36. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! For who has known the mind of the Lord? or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him and it shall be repaid to him. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.